Africa, the second largest continent on earth, is considered blessed by the hand of God, the motherland as it is often called, due to the belief that it was the birthplace of humanity, is teeming with wildlife. A strong life energy exists in its emerald green jungles, which are the sanctuaries of exotic flora and fauna. Its majestic mountains hold earth's hidden treasures of gold, platinum and diamonds. The Nile winds and twists its way for over 4,000 miles northward from eastern Africa to Egypt, providing life source for countless creatures of God living under the limitless African sky. Many great and gifted beings have emerged from the African ancestry, including Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King Jr., actor Bill Cosby, and supermodel Iman, who exemplify the grace and talents of the African people. God continues to bless Africa through a living master, whose mission of sharing the love from the Most High with humankind brought her to this land. In 1995, Supreme Master Ching Hai came to Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, in West Africa. The First Lady of the Ivory Coast, Mrs. Henriette Bédier, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to the presidential palace as an honored guest. Upon learning of the condition of the local hospitals, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately made a contribution to purchase necessities, equipment, and medicine. She then was accompanied by the Prince of the Ivory Coast to the orphanages in the city of Abidjan. Supreme Master Ching Hai then continued on her journey to the Kingdom of Benin, once one of the most advanced of African civilizations. The royal family had arranged for a grand reception at the airport to greet their national guest. King Aguli Agbo and his queen welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai to their palace and expressed their honor at receiving her in their country. During her stay in Benin, Supreme Master Ching Hai also visited hospitals, poor villages, and several orphanages run by convent nuns. Supreme Master Ching Hai showered the children with her love and gifts. She also made a contribution to the orphanage of Saint Enfant Jesus in order for them to add more facilities. Before her departure from this country, the First Lady of Benin, Mrs. Nisifor Soglo, invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to her official residence, where a friendly meeting took place between them. In November and December 1999, Supreme Master Ching Hai traveled to the great continent of Africa again during her Middle East and Africa tour titled Heaven is Only the Beginning. She was invited to lecture in three of South Africa's largest cities, Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Truth seekers in these cities yearned for the nectar of God to satisfy their inner longing. As Africa has gained the world's attention as a land of many cultures and beliefs, Cape Town, South Africa, was chosen as the ideal location to host the Parliament of the World's Religions on December 1st through to the 8th, 1999. Supreme Master Ching Hai was among the world's spiritual and religious leaders who were invited to speak at the Parliament's opening ceremony and made a special prayer as well. Afterwards, a group of Zulu children dancers had the honor of meeting Supreme Master Ching Hai. Touched by their pure hearts and sincerity, Supreme Master Ching Hai made a generous contribution for them. During the course of her visit, Supreme Master Ching Hai not only shared the noble teachings of the truth with the people of South Africa, but also made philanthropic contributions to the poor and less fortunate, amounting to about $100,000. Many members of the media also requested to interview Supreme Master Ching Hai. Although her time was limited, she granted several interviews to some of the major newspapers, radio and television stations. Everywhere she went, the African people warmly welcomed Supreme Master Ching Hai as an honored guest in their land, as she brought a message of peace and love to their people. We invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture titled The Invisible Passageway, delivered on November the 26th, 1999 in Durban, South Africa.
Master, you do not speak of hell. What are your comments?
I think all of us know about it. Why should I talk about hell?
Uyabuza ke la ukuthi ke kungani angakhulumi ngala impilo leya yasesihogweni. Thike akazukukhuluma ngayo asikho isidingo ngoba sonke siyazi ukuthi kuyini isiyini isihogo.
Heaven is a rare gift I would like to offer. Hell we see everywhere already in this planet also. No need to mention, no?
Isihogo sihlale sisibona nsuku zonke la emhlabeni asikho isidingo sokuthi ke size sikhulume ngaso. Kanti lokho kwasezulwini akujwayelekile kufanele ngikhulume ngako ukuze ukuthi abantu bakwazi.
Whenever we want to strike our neighbor, that's hell. Whenever we inflict suffering on somebody else in different means, that is hell. Or whenever someone else do that to us, it is hell. Whenever we rise any negative thought about somebody else, that is hell too. We create it all the time if we're not careful with our thought.
Uma ngabe ke ngifisa ukuthi ngakhe ubutha kumakhelwane wami, logo kuyisihogo. Uma ngabe ke ngifuna ukuthi ngizwise umuntu obuhlungu, logo kuyisihogo. Futhi uma ngabe ke ngenza okubi, konke kuyisihogo.
This is not a question, but a very wonderful note. A person by the name of Helen says, "Dearest Master Ching Hai, please give me personally a big hug. I will be so grateful. Thank you so much for coming to South Africa."
Who
Love,
is that?
Helen.
Oh, there
ukhona ke umuntu oh Helen.
Come here.
Oh Helen, uyacela ke ukuthi ke amgone noma amange uMaster uthi uyabonga ukuthi azila eNingizimu Afrika, uyazicelela nje ukuthi ke uMaster amthinte ngezandla zakhe.
I just hug one person symbolic for Africa, okay? Not everybody want to come here. Hug. We don't have time.
Umuntu oyedwa ke wala eNingizimu Afrika usesimele sonke ke thina.
Master, what is your secret to successful meditation?
Sincere desire.
Uyabuza ke ukuthi ke yini eyenza ukuthi uphumelele uma ujula ngokomqondo. Manje ke ukuthi ke yiloko kufisa kwangempela.
There is no secret. When we are ready, we just do it. Just like when you are hungry, you just eat. It's no secret.
Ayikho imfihlo ke kulokhu. Noma ngifana noma mangabulambile. Umlambile uvelule. Nala uma ngabe ke ufisa ukwenza lokhu uvela ukwenza. Ayikho imfihlo.
That's why all the teachers of old time, they never force people to follow them or learn anything because they know it is not the things that you could force people or train them to. It's just the thing that you're hungry. When somebody block your nose like this, what do you need? Air. So when you're so hungry for God, that's all you want. It's natural phenomena. It's no secret.
Yingakho ke no thisha laba bakudala ke bona ke babengafosi bamphoqa umuntu ukuthi eze kubona. Wayebezizele. Noma ngabe mhlambe ngikuncisha umoya, into oyidingayo yini? Umphefumulo. Noma ngabe ke ufuna uNkulunkulu into okufanele uyenze nje ke ukuthi ke ube naye noma umdinge then uzomthola.
But there is a helpful ways such as if you know the way to concentrate is also easy for you and later it become like habit. You don't even need to concentrate. You see God all the time, anytime. Even when you're singing, when you're driving, when you think of somebody else, like, oh, my friend, he lost some money or something yesterday, and then God's also there. Anytime you concentrate on something, God will be there. And now every time we want to concentrate, we just doesn't know how, we couldn't. But at that time, we'll be automatic. Yeah.
Kufana noma ngabe ke ufuna ukuthi ke ucabange ngento ethize. Awudinge ukuthi ke uzuziphahla zetsheni noma wenze njani, wenze imlingo. Uvele nje ucabange ngakho. noma ngabe uyashayela noma ngabe wenze njani uNkulunkulu uhlala enawe ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Is there a basic difference between prayer and meditation, or are they the same?
Meditation is the deepest prayers and the truest, because we have direct result immediately. Because when we praise, we talk, we demand, please God, do this, do that, give me this, give me that. But when we meditate, we don't demand anything. We let His will be done. And we also have the way to direct contact with Him, so we are listening instead of talking. Because God knows before we ask what we want. He's God, isn't He? So we just listen. That's meditation. We just sit there and let Him tell us what to do. And that's how meditation is.
Ucela ukwazi umehluko phakathi ke komthandazo nanokujula ngokomqondo. Thuke umehluko ukuthi ke uma uthandaza uyakhuluma ubeke isicelo esithize. Kanti uma ngabe ujula ngokomqondo awuceli lutho kuvele konke kuzenzakalele kuzifikele.
Is there a specific moment or time when one feels that one has established a connection with God? Is there some kind of spiritual vibration or feeling of aura around one or within one?
Yes, when you feel God's presence, you do feel it, you know it. Of course you must know. For example, during initiation, you see the light of God, then you know. And you hear the voice of God, the melodious heavenly teaching of God, then you know. There's no mistake about this. Just like you're listening to me now, you hear my voice. Is there any mistake? You doubt that I'm here or not here? Is that clear? Yeah.
Ufisa ukwazi ukuthi kukhona yini ke umehluko lapho ukhona okuzwayo uma ngabe uxhumana noNkulunkulu noma isayini ethile oyibonayo uthi yebo ikhona. Kufana noma ngabe ke usuya lapha uqala ngale ifundo zakhe lezi ke uza izwi likaNkulunkulu uphinde ke uze nomsindo othile. Kunje ngami njengoba ngikhuluma la ningabe niyangabaza yini ukuthi khuluma mina ha aningabazi niyeza ukuthi khuluma mina nje kunjalo ke noma ngabe ke uNkulunkulu esekhuluma nawe.
We could have this God's presence and God's connection every day. I mean, after initiation we just know how, and it's more easy. That's all.
Singaba uNkulunkulu nsuku zonke emva nje kokuthi ke sesingenile safundiswa kulesiqalo sakhe salezi sifundo zakhe.
You can ask our elder brothers and sisters who has practiced already, then they tell you.
Ungabuza ke odadewethu ke laba nabafowethu asebeqalile ukuthi ke bajule ngokomqondo basebayazi bangakuphendula.
Not just one moment, every moment.
Master, I am already initiated by another master, but I have difficulty with meditation. Do you have any suggestions? When one closes one's eyes and focuses, what is supposed to happen?
Then you're not even there yet. Come back to your master, get initiated again, ask him, stay with him, meditate with him for a while. Then you improve.
Ufisa ukwazi ukuthi ke waqala nomunye umaster kodwa manje ke ubona ngathi uyahluleka ukuthi kajule ngokomqondo. Ubuza ke ukuthi umaster ngamsiza ngani. Master ke uthi ke okungcono okufanele akwenze ukuthi abuyele kuloya master wakhe wokuqala okuyena ozomsiza futhi ke ajule kanye naye ngokomqondo.
Maybe there's a mistake because you say you initiated already and you still don't know what happened during meditation. You should see the light of God and hear the music of heaven. That's what happens. You should see Jesus or Buddha, Muhammad, the old masters of any kind. You might see your own master inside teaching you further instructions about better way of life, better way to heaven. These things will happen during meditation. And if you still don't know that, that means you're not initiated, or maybe it's a different kind of meditation that it did not work well with you. Maybe you should find another way, yeah?
mhlambe kwaba khona iphutha elenzeka kuwena ngoba ke uma ngabe ke usuqalisiwe la ukujula ngokomqondo ufanele ukuthi ke ubone ukukhanya uze nomculo wasezulwini kodwa uma ngabe uthi wena ukakuza konke lokho cha usenkingeni kufanele ubuze konke lokho.
This is just an example of what happened. There are thousands, millions things more, okay? Just example.
Lezi ke ngizisho izibonelo nje kuphela zezinto ozibonayo. Ziningi kabi izinto ezenziwayo noma uzibonayo.
Master, how important is reading holy books?
Is only as important as it inspired you to know more about the real experience that the book is written about. And after that, you have to know the real experience, not reading it. For example, just you read the menu or you read the letter of a friend, yesterday I eat this and that, it was wonderful. But that is as far as important as that it inspired you to go to that restaurant to eat the same thing. But if you do not go there and eat, then the letter is just a letter. The menu is just a menu.
Umbuzo ke uthi kubaleke kanjani ke ukuthi ke ufunde izincwadi ezingcwele. Impendulo ukuthi ke kufanele ukuthi ube nokugqozi noma ke nentshisekelo. Kufanele noma ngabe ulambile ufuna ukuthi ke ufunde imenu e-restaurant, kufanele ube nayo ugqozi lokuthi uyifunde noma ngabe yini into ifuna ukuthi ube nokugqozi lwayo.
How can a believer in God prove to a non-believer that there is a God, a supreme being, the ultimate truth?
I can prove it. Just stay behind, I prove it to you. I cannot show him here because God in a different aspect is abstract, but I can prove it to you. Yeah, I can show you. Inside, he will appear.
Umbuzo ukuthi ke umehluko phakathi komuntu okholwayo nongakholwa kuNkulunkulu unjani noma yimuphi futhi ke ungaqinisekisa ke lokho yebo uThomaster angaqinisekisa uzokukhombisa uma nje ungahlala emva kwalokho uzokukhombisa.
There are two ways to prove God's existence. The easiest way is this. And look at yourself. Who made you? You think you fall out from thin air? If you have a baby, there is a mother and a father, right? So there's so many things in this universe. Doesn't that prove enough to you that there is a creator somewhere? All right, maybe he's hidden. But I can show him to you also, the hidden one. But the materialized one is us. When God manifests in the material ways, this is us. This is God who sits here. This is God who made this happen. All right? But God as a power, as an invisible love, pervasive blessing, that we have to go inside in the invisible passive way in order to see. And if we want to see material God here everywhere, behind you, beside you. All right?
Kululake ukubona lokhu kunendlela ezimbili. Okokuqala yiloko esikubonayo kusizungezile njengale mbali bekade iphethe. Noma ngabe thina siqusethu. Ucabanga ukuthi wena waqhamukaphi? Uma ngabe kube khona kufanele kube nengane ezoba khona. Umama nobaba kufanele bahlangane ingane ukuzizala. Kodwa ke bese kuba khona ke lokho okufihlakele. Yiloko ke ngingakwazi ukuthi ngikhombisa kona. Kodwa ke kulula ke ukuthi ke uthole lokhu okwezinto esizibonayo okusizungezile.
Dear Master Qinghai, thank you for coming to South Africa. It was God's will. I hope your message will stop the crime in our country. I hope to have the honor of shaking your hand. This is from Bharat.
Who is that?
Uyabonga ke lo ukuthi ke uMaster ezela eNingizimu Afrika. Ufisa ngazuthi angake amqhawule uMaster. Useyabuza ke uMaster ukuthi ke ubanike lo ufisa ukuthi amqhawuleke.
It is reported to me this afternoon that the violence toward women has decreased almost to nothing during this week.
Kufikile endlebeni zika master ukuthi ke ukuhlukunyezwa kwabesifazane kwehlile secishe kube yize ngabe lokuliqiniso.
That's the first question. Second question, I shake hands with people all the time. It's just that not always practical because too many people.
Okwesibili ke ukuthi ke ngivamile ukuthi ngibaqhawula abantu kodwa ukuthi abantu basuke babe baningi kakhulu kodwa ke ngiyazama ke owesibili ke lo engimqhawulayo.
Like yesterday we were in Johannesburg. I went around shake everybody's hand as far as I can before the lecture. But today you made such a beautiful, impressive dance. I was mesmerized.
Izolo lesise goli sathola ke ukuthi siqhawula abantu abaningi. Namuhla ke ngizamile ukuthi ke ngibathole abaningi. Kodwa ke osenhlanhleni kakhulu yilowo obone umdanso. Kube nomdanso oye wangithatha kakhulu la.
Thank you anyhow for your love.
Ngiyabonga uthando lwenu.
If all is under his will, why seek initiation and liberation?
Because this is also his will.
Umbuzo ke uthi ke uma ngabe konke kwenzeka ngentando yakhe, kungani ufuna ukuthi uqalise kulesi sifundo nanokuthi ke uthole ukugqugquzeleka? Manje ke impendulo ithi kungoba noma kungenxa yentando yakhe.
I do not say all of you have to do it. I'm here just for the one who are ready. And the one who are ready, that means his will has ordained them to do that. All right?
Akugona ukuthi ke njengoba ngila ngisho ukuthi nonke fanele ukuthi nizongena kulesi siqalo. Kodwa ke ukuthi ke labo abafunayo ngoba kuyintando kaNkuluNkulu bafanele ukuthi ke baqale. Hayi ukuthi ngisho ukuthi nonke niphoqelekile.
Should a person or can a person have more than one master?
Of course, you can have as many masters as you want. But what for?
Umbuzo uthi ke umuntu kufanele yini noma kungenzeka ukuthi ke abe no master abaningi. Impendulo ngithi yebo.
One physical master is enough to take you into the higher dimension. Then you study with many masters there too. Jesus, Buddha, whomever you like. All the physical master who is also inside.
Kodwa ke asikho isidingo saloko ukuthi ke ube nabo bonke uzubabani. Oyedwa nje ulungile ukuthi ke akhumaniseke noNkulunkulu.
Most master teach the same thing. For example, if a master teach a Kuan Yin method and another teach also Kuan Yin method, both masters teach you the same thing. So there's no need to go from one master to another. Devotion to one master is very, very helpful to your spiritual practice.
Manje ke baningi ke o master laba abakhona futhi ke bafundisa ngeindlela ezingafani kodwa ke inhloso yabo iyafana. Uma ngabe uzosuka kulo uyena kulo akuhle kodwa kungcono ukuthi ke uhlale koyedwa u master ukuze ke uthole ukuthi ukhululeke ngaphakathi.
After all, the master wants to show you that you are the master. That's the purpose of having a master in the first place, not to seek many masters like a collection.
Inhloso ke yokuthi ke ube no master ukuthi ke akusize u master ukuthi ubone ukuthi wena qobo lwakho u master. Kodwa uma ngabe uzobashintsha shintsha yisiphi ke isidingo saloko?
How can I keep my spiritual contact with God unbreakable?
After initiation, it never breaks.
Emva kokukhuleka kwengqondo, ukuzila kwengqondo, akukho ukunqamuka lapho.
How can you help us to become vegetarian?
No, I cannot help you.
Uthi kungasiza ngani uthi ne ngikwazi uthi ne ngidle izithelo na uthi na cha ngeke ngikwazi ukusiza kuloko.
I can only eat one or two meals a day. I cannot eat more for you. Sorry.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes, prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis, reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%, prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increased life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consume two-thirds less fossil fuels than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air. Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Master, who is God? Why did God create the universe with all that it contains?
You go inside, ask him.
Uyabuza ukuthi master ngabe ngempela ungubani uNkulunkulu lona okhona. Uyashoko ukuthi cha uyena ufuna ngibuze kuyena ukuthi ningubani uNkulunkulu.
I have explained already in the beginning that we ourselves were God and one with God, and we have chosen a God in us, or God has chosen that we separated in different individualities in order so that we can have multiple experiences of God and colorfully enjoy the creation. You see, if we just stay one together with God all the time as a lump like this, there's nothing happening. You see, that's why the creation begins, so that we can enjoy. Suppose it's only me here, and you are not present. What do I do here? No interaction, no experience, no love flowing between each other. We cannot know what God's love is if we are God. We have to be separate from God in order to enjoy the God that we are, or the God that is.
Uyachaza nasekuqaleni ukuyachaza ukuthini ukuze sikwazi ne ubuya uNkulunkulu noma sazane uNkulunkulu. Yebo, khona sidinga ukuthi nokuqhelana noNkulunkulu, kodwa ke sikwazi ukuthi nesikwazi ukusebenza ngayo noma sikwazi umsebenzi la ukuthi ekugcineni sikwazi ukunqoba konke.
Why is it so difficult to get rid of negative thoughts and feelings?
Yeah, it's habit. Next time, whenever you think negative thought, you replace immediately with the contrary thought. Anytime you remember, do that until it becomes a habit again. Everything is just a habit. It will be easy once you try again, again, and again.
Uyachaza ekuthini ne ngabe ngempela kwenzakalani ekuthini lokho okucabanga okubi emqondweni wakho na usiyakazi ukuthi ne cha lokho ke ngaphandle kwalokho ukucabanga emqondweni wakho, kodwa kumele ukuthi wena kuphela ugxile emqondweni kukho konke ongase ukucabanga.
Does God hear me when I pray? And how do I know if God has heard me? Lastly, have you seen God? If you have, how does it feel?
Yes. Why don't you join the initiation and then you know how does it feel? How can I explain to you when I'm in love with somebody else the love I feel or the love he has for me? You see, you have to have your own experience of God. Because if God can be described in human language, we don't need to seek him. If God can be told by another person, then we don't need to know him. Because this experience of God is one of the most wonderful things that would happen in your life. So only you will know it. The more we talk about God, the more I feel I am very frustrated.
Umbuzo ke uthi ke ingabe uNkulunkulu uyangazi, ngabe uyangizwa, futhi ke uma ngabe kunjalo umuntu uzizwa kanjani? Pendule ke uthi ke Uloko kufanele kube isipiliyoni sakho wena qobo lwakho. Akeke akwazi ukuthi akusize kuloko. Kodwa ke mhlamba umbuzo ongazibuza wona ukuthi ke uma ngabe kunomuntu engimthandayo ngakuchazela kanjani ukuthi lo muntu ngiyamthanda wena qobo lakho ongakwazi.
Of course I see God. That's why I can show you.
Yebo impela ngiyamazi uNkulunkulu, ngiyakwazi ukumbona uNkulunkulu. Ingakho ngikwazi ukuthi ngikukhombise.
So that you yourself can also see.
Ukuze nawe ngokwakho uzibonele.
Why does ethnic diversity exist in this dimension?
Why do we have so many flowers? Different kind. That's why.
Umbuzo uthi ke kungani sibe nezizwe ezehlukene? Impendulo ke uthi ke kungani ke sibe nezimbali eziningi kangaka ezehlukene ezingafani? Kuyafana into efanayo ke leyo.
God is very artistic, very multi-talented, very beautiful, very colorful. So he created us like that.
uNkulunkulu ke kufanele sazi ukuthi ke unawo wonke amathalente futhi ke unobukhono noma ubunyoninge. So ke uyakwazi ukuthi enze konke lokho afisa ukuthi akwenze.
Just like many flowers to please us, different varieties for colorful life.
Ngendlela imbali ezisithokozisa ngayo, imbala eyahlukahlukene esithokozisayo.
You see anything wrong with that?
Ngabukoni kukhona into eyinkinga lapho.
Should it be only one color? Should God create only one? Boring, yellow? Should everybody look exactly like me?
Ufuna wonke umuntu afane nami?
You think it will be interesting?
Cabanga ukuthi lokho kuzoba mnandi?
Yes or no?
Yebo noma cha.
Yeah, now you answer yourself.
Sizophenduleleke.
To be in contact with God, could this happen instantly by practice?
Instantly at the time of initiation and any time at home later.
Ukuthi ke uxhumane ngqo noma ngokusheshsha ngokuNkulunkulu kungenzeka lokho. Yebo ke kungenzeka uma ngabe ke usuzoqala ukuthi ke ufundise ngale mfundiso zethu ke.
I'll show you how to concentrate, how to calm your mind, and then you see God. So you can do that at home.
Ngiyakukhombisa ukuthi ke ungagxila kanjani entweni eyodwa kuze kukwazi ukuthi kukusize umbone uNkulunkulu.
Can one eventually possess the power to materialize and create things?
Yes, you can, and you create things all the time. You create things all the time. Anytime you think of something, you create something, and that thing will come to you sooner or later.
Yebo ke ngingaba nawo amandla ukuthi ke ngibe nobukhona. Yebo ungakwenza lokho noma ngabe yinini.
That's why we should be careful with what we think. Because if we think good things, it will come to us also. If we think about bad things, it will come to us also. Suppose we think about many good things that we want to possess, and then we die at that instant, and then all the things that we have created and desire have not come to our fulfillment. So we have to reborn again to enjoy them. And that's why all the master advised us that we should not concentrate on material possession, but put our property in heaven. Yeah, that means we should concentrate in God's kingdom and do not mind too much about material possession.
Yingakho kubalekile ukuthi ke siqikelele indlela esicabanga ngayo. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uma sicabanga ngezinto ezimbi, siye senze ukuthi sikhohlweke izinto ezimbi. Manje kubalulekile ukuthi sihlale sicabanga ngalezinto lezi ezinhle ukuze sikhohlwe ngalezinto ezimbi. Bese ke ingakho futhi bese sekufanele ukuthi ke sife noma zife le micabango emibi ukuze sikwazi ukuthi ke sizalwe kabusha sixhumane noNkulunkulu.
That's why we should not bother to learn magical powers and materialize things because we already have creative power all the time in our life. For example, you die now, in this instant, then you will understand exactly what I say. Because when you leave this limited prison, you'll be free and your spirit will be everywhere at the same times or many places at the same times. And anything absolutely that you want will come to you right away. Just because when we have this physical body, we could not see that. That's why we are careless about what we think, what we want. We are not very in control of our mind. If we know everything we think will come to us, we will be very careful about what we think.
Yingakho-ke kungenasidingo-ke noma kungabalulekile ukuthi-ke sifunde ngokwenza imilingo ngoba yizinto zala emhlabeni. Kodwa-ke uma ngabe-ke sicabanga ngokwale ezulwini, yonke into esiyifunayo iyenzeka noma ngabe yisiphi isikhathi, sivele siyicabange ibe siyenzeka.
Is your entire life determined by God, or are you master of your own destiny?
Everything is determined by God, all right?
Umbuzo uthi-ke impilo yakho ilawulwa uNkulunkulu na? Impendulo ithi yebo, yize ngiwumaster, yonke into ilawulwa uNkulunkulu.
But yet again, you are God, so you are the master of your destiny also.
Kodwa-ke futhi uNkulunkulu uwena, manje kusho ukuthi-ke uwena olawulayo.
All right, thank you very much for your love and your attention.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi-ke ningiphe uthando lwenu lesikhathi senu. Sengizonikhombisa-ke ukuthi-ke umuntu ujula kanjani ngokomqondo. Ngizozama nje ukuthi-ke ngithi ukunijwaphunela ukuya ezulwini.
Thank you for your company today on Words of Wisdom. Up next, music and poetry, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We wish you many blessed and beautiful days.